you know, it's kind of frustrating to get, you're surrounded by insanity, the lies of the system, the media lies, people lie, the average person lies. Most people are just con artists and lazy, and they don't, the Bible says, let him that stole steal no more, but rather lay with his hands the thing which is good in order to give to him that needeth. But you don't even know who needs anymore, because they're always lying about what they need or don't need or whatever. They don't even teach what marriage is. They don't even teach the roles in marriage in church. That's one of the most frustrating things. They don't even teach the proper roles in the home. And actually, a lot of times the pastor tries to usurp the home. The mother-in-law tries to usurp the home, the authority in the home. Now the businesses, because of social media, they're, on the one hand, it's good because it takes these bullies. On the one hand, social media is good because it keeps the bullies from being bullies. It forces them to do right. On the other hand, it forces the businesses to acquiesce, to let the chiefs run instead of the captain running the ship. The chief can't run the place. The Indians run the place. The whole thing is messed up. The whole thing is messed up. I know what they're trying to do. They're trying to get it to a point where everybody's under surveillance, that everybody has to act right, and the social score will force you to act a certain way. You can't say certain things. You got to treat people with respect and all that. And I know what they're trying to do, which it, from a human perspective, it's a humanist. Yeah, you want everybody to treat everybody fairly, and you don't want anybody kidnapping anybody or killing anybody. And you, so if everything's under surveillance, you can catch them. And you can also have precognition, you can actually know if somebody's, they want to put stuff on your body to see if your heart rate's going up, or if you're angry and you're getting ready to do some kind of crime or something. I understand what they're trying to do, because some people are crazy. Instead of having vigilantes out here, the big brother will be the watchdog, you know. And so a vigilante is no different than what's happening now, but a vigilante only has a piece of the truth, you know. Just like a narcissist has all these flying monkeys. One narcissist with a bunch of flying monkeys, the one flying monkey doesn't have all the pieces of the puzzle. They only see what they only believe what they're told. And it's hard to believe that when a narcissist comes across as a saint, it's hard to believe that they're lying to you when they're lying to you. It blows your mind. In my lifetime, I've had a bunch of people above me authority wise and I've only seen a handful, maybe two or three at the most, who were good leaders. The rest of them had character flaws like crazy. They just wanted that. They never read a book about servant leadership. They want to be served. They don't have a clue about servant leadership, and they've never read a book about servant leadership. I asked one of them, I said, she was in training. I said, have you ever read a book about servant leadership? She said, no. I said, what? The only true leader is a servant to leader. Jesus washed feet. I thought you went to a Methodist church. I thought you learned the church. Servant leadership. They don't want to be in servant leadership. They want to be served. That's the problem. That's the problem. The pyramid is upside down. Greatest among you is a servant washing feet. That's the problem, people. You want to be served instead of serve. That's the problem, for real. Not even joking. I'm not even joking about that. That is the problem. That turns the pyramid upside down. Everybody wants to be served instead of serving. They want their feet washed, but they don't want to wash feet. That is the issue, for real. And it's a system that's made it. The music, the people in the media make it sound like. Can you imagine if you have a bunch of servants though, and all of them are trying to steal from you? All the servants are trying to steal from you. You can't trust a servant. So it's better just to go ahead and serve. You can't trust your servants. A man's enemy of his own house, the Bible says. For real. It's not even a joke, people. Greatest among you is a servant. Those who want to be in leadership, who've never read any books about servant leadership, they don't have a clue of what it means to be a leader. They can make a profit. They know how to make some money. But they don't know how to make a real business. It's all about money, 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 profit, profit, profit. It's not real. It's fake. It's an anti-system. Greatest among you is a servant. The body of Christ, he says, serve one another, a building fitly framed together. And so you have prophets, P-R-O-P-H-E-T, and the prophets hit you in the heart, hit you at the heart of the matter. But the corporations, which the Antichrist corporations, instead of P-R-O-P-H-E-T, it's P-R-O-F-I-T, profit. It's all about money. It's not about the heart. It's not about serving. It's about being served. It's upside down. Just like the holidays are the mockery of the holy days. Everything that the Gentile nations are doing is mocking the Jewish Old Testament. They're mocking God, but they're living. Everything that they're doing is mocking God, but they're living of God. Now, ain't that a trip? The holidays are a mockery of the holy days, but they need the holy days to have a holiday. The prophet in the corporation is a mockery of the prophets of old, like Elijah and all. But the prophet that they're looking for is not the prophet from God. They're looking for the money, mammon, P-R-O-F-I-T. It's all a mockery of God. The whole system's a mockery of God and his system for the nation Israel. They're mocking you. I told you the energy of the flesh is weak, so the whole corporate, everything has to crash. Somebody, Caiaphas said, somebody's got to be sacrificed this year. Every year they got to sacrifice somebody. And it's been, what, 10, 12 years? And they had to do a bunch of sacrifices with the coronavirus, you know? The land has to rest every 7 years, but they didn't. They waited 10 years, so they had to do a lot of sacrifice, a lot of death. Instead of letting the land rest, they had to. The debt money system is ridiculous. You're in debt, a debt money system. It's so stupid, it is not even funny. A debt money system based on debt. It's ridiculous. So ridiculous. It's not even it's the whole system is ridiculous. the devil's a liar. He's a master deceiver. He's deceived the whole world. You actually saw it with the corona. The whole world is being deceived. Everybody's riding in their car by themselves with a mask on. I'm seeing that. People riding around in a car with their mask on while they're in a car by themselves. Ridiculous. Ridiculous, people. It's ridiculous. Servant leadership. We don't need a debt money system. Roles in the home have been changed. People don't even know their role. That's sad. Social media trying to force people to act right when they don't have a heart change. Just because a big brother watching them, they don't have a heart change. It's just they're acting right because of the big brother. You got to try to talk to somebody in the real world. Anybody, when you start talking about deep spiritual truth, and they go, their eyes glaze over, like, what are you smoking? I'm not smoking anything. What are you smoking? Why can't you hear me? You should be able to hear me. If you're not on some kind of drug, but you must be drugged up with Babylon. It's drunk on Babylon is what you are. How come you can't hear me? I'm showing it so clearly. I'm showing the truth, tree, true, faithful faith. The tree is upright. It's standing upright. It's firm. It's solid. S-O-L-I-D. It's got its identity. It's whole. S-O-L means whole, complete. It's upright. It's not horizontal. It's not horizontal. Plato land. Just flesh, base nature. It's not reptilian nature. It's up. It's rising up out of the Plato land. The Plato land into it's animated by the spirit. It's rising up like a blimp, rising up. The gas goes up. It's not dead weight. It's rising up. The dead weight is what our problem is. The tear. The tears. They're dead weights. They're not wanting to rise up. They're tears. Go look at a manifesto of a trucking shipment. It says tear weight. They're tears. They're not rising up. They're not digging. They're not even aware of their own thoughts. They let the computer, they let the TV, they let the music tell them how to think. They can't even think for themselves. They're not even aware of their own thoughts. It's sad. The devil. Kilgrave is controlling all their thoughts. The devil. Kilgrave. He's controlling all their thoughts, taking them to the grave, and they don't even know it. Their thoughts are going downward instead of upward. The devil's controlling them all. The whole system. And he's using the media, he's using the news, he's using the drama, he's using the TV. It's not just Hollywood. He's using the whole system. He's using your friends, your family, your neighbors. He's using the whole system to control your mind. If you don't have your own mind, he's controlling your mind. And now they're using they're trying to penetrate your, read your thoughts with 5G. You already see them doing it. They already put a band on somebody's head. They type out the guy's thoughts. So if they can do it with a band on your head, you know they can do it with frequencies. They want to do it from afar. They want to, instead of just having a band on your head, they want to control your thoughts from afar with frequency. Put a thought in your mind. It's like the master. It's like the Doctor Who master. He wants a bunch of copies of himself, slaves that are copies of the master. Watch the series, and you'll see what I'm talking about. The master wants copies of himself.